Okay, this is a very brief outline here what I can do.
Okay.
So, okay, I think it's, so far I think it's the first sentence you want to learn is really, okay, what kind of optimal means, whatever the detection drive concept, stock exists yet. So we are still working on that compared to linear collider designs. Pretty young here, but anyway, we had some kind of exercise like CPC pre-CDR. Actually, that time we used some ILC, actually ILD-like detector. It's some kind of modification. Nevertheless, that time, because this more or less we claim that was a feasible feasibility study, we just say if we can find the detector, it work circular machine. And to choose that time ILD is just my personal favor because it is a new ILD and also was in Alev. So it's TPC was some kind of my favorite, but somehow you don't have a lot of trouble for this kind of TPC. And okay, our FCCE friend has also did some kind of a clear study. Actually, the first beginning, let's really use a CMS detector as a reference at the beginning. I would say these are two possibilities here. It's really tell us this is feasible. Okay, we can find some detector, at least for physics, for Higgs studies, and the CMS detector, this is conventional stuff, is really give a reasonable good result already. So, okay, I would say this is maybe, we are now, this is maybe the worst case, maybe the best case, can use all the state of the art detector technology, or if we really have too much problem, we can at least compare with some kind of CMS detector. Okay, then recently I found that actually the people there of FCC is already doing some kind of more studies using some kind of click software and all this kind of. Anyway. This is basically the case what we have now. Okay, this is just to remind you what kind of goals there. I think this is, we benefit a lot from previous studies because ILC people already know this kind of physics at this area. We really need such kind of performance of detector. Okay, for example, vortexing, tracking, jet energy resolution, all this. I think it's if we check that the for circular machine, okay, certainly we should have a similar performance at C tag. Tracking should be as good as whatever you can. And okay, this is maybe giving us a kind of room there to. Because, for example, for CPC, it's obviously if we stay at 240 or 50, and we don't have 6G at all this kind of event here, we don't need really. But for FCC, and you may have to go to some kind of. Let's remind you why we need such a good resolution of parameter. This is one of the examples, for example, this is the ZHH to 6G at final state. This is one of the stuff can measure this triple coupling constant. And this is one of things you want to distinguish background and signal on the background. So see if the resolution is so great that you really can see some kind of difference here. Otherwise, this will be very difficult. This is one of the things you have to deal with. Of course, there is also some other business there. Okay, at the first beginning, as I said, we thought this could be easily find that model, and we didn't even think, at least I even didn't think we should meet too much challenge to have a detector at the circular machine. However, we do find something could be different here. It's a machine detector interface. Lucy already said actually this for click they decide to move this QD0 outside the pattern. That's we have this L star is around 6 meters long. And for L C is typically 3.5 meters. So at least this QD0 should go out to the tracker, link tracker. And FCCE is okay, the design is about 2 meters, that's the place. Okay. Yeah, this is but the CPC somehow so far, and for at least for single ring design, it's very hard to move outside 1.5 meters. This is I think I'm not sure there's a real reason there, but if you think all these so-called factory-like detectors, Barbara, Bell, Battery, they all have this. The focus inside the detector, very close to the interaction point. And that really caused a lot of trouble, this forward coverage. And if you put inside, especially put inside the final focus inside your tracking detector, and then if you want to your momentum resolution go to 10 to minus 5 or something, that could be very difficult. Another issue is I keep asking this power possible business, because this is certainly not work for a circular machine. Okay, that's the one of the things for this is really, I would say this is the most ugly paper file that I have to always show like that. This is one of the things, if we have a TPC here, for CEPC, for example, you put this rate 1.5 meter, that means the first stuff should be here and here. That is really very difficult, and we try to make this as small as possible so that it can really fit in the hole there. And this is this will be very challenging to design such kind of final focus modeling. I will show you some idea. And also, I think some simulation already show this is won't be so great, especially if you have some kind of a background that hit this area, then they just come into TPC. So this is really have to, we may have to think about very hard, maybe either move this out, or we may have to end up with some kind of detector like that, with no solid angle. Okay, we don't really like the boss seems very bad, and we don't know. This is the needs, you need some more studies. For example, let's just show you how difficult it could be. For example, if we really move this kind of make such a small QD0 there, then the field you need is really some kind of high stuff. This is not quite feasible with at least a long technology. So somehow we hope this could be field gradient should be go down to 200, for example, to 100 or something. This makes things much easier. If go there, the one of the possibility is really, at least for single room design, maybe you have to push this QD0 even more closer to the interaction point. That's really bad news, okay? That's the one thing, and nevertheless, we have some kind of data from FCE. Maybe double ring in the life could be easier or something. At least they could have, for example, about 2 meters away here, so they can easily at least fix the luminosity monitor here. All this kind of the nevertheless is very okay. To me, it's already a very beautiful picture compared to the Cinderella case. At least this looks much better, and the situation is much better. 2 meters is much, much better than 1.5, and dreamily better than 0.5. Okay, this is one of the challenges we have to meet. another issue is really the cooling business. Actually, more or less, I think maybe not the better resolution, either spacing resolution or time resolution, more or less means more channels. One of example, for example, if ILC detectors, if you really need such a good energy resolution, JIT energy resolution, this is really fine granularity parameter. For example, this is a file of size for E card, H card. End up, if you count relays, end up about 10 to 8 channels. And that's a huge number also. It's about, this is, it would be very, very challenging to do because all this heat from this electronics out, the coolest stuff. This is okay, I don't need to explain anymore. Actually, for ILC and also for click, they can use this so-called power pulse. The duty cycle, it may be as, for example, this ILC, this is about 2 milliseconds, and this actually they have 200 milliseconds of space in there, so we can, in principle, save cut down this switch off the detector and save this power for example, by 2%. However, this is if we cannot use that, okay, we should for detect a circular collider, so either we could have a very good electronic design with much less power consumption. Another thing is really down degrade of performance based, this larger file. Okay, or active cooling, whatever, we will have to choose one of that. Okay, I will first talk about that detector. It's only for Higgs values. I will try to make things, okay, as easy as possible, first order. It's, okay, for example, that's doing something optimized for physics at this range. I think this is the, for that, we can more or less use a detector already developed by ILC or CLIC studies. This is much more easier. And okay, we have, as I said, the deals with CMS, you know, this, even with CMS detector, the performance is not that much different. Okay, to cope with this very difficult cooling basis, we could use a larger soil and or active cooling. This is one of the some kind of options on the table we can maybe choose that. Okay. Then we also, for at least for CEPC, we really want to have a design, okay, TDR level of design technology, right? We need 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, so that we can really match the very ambitious time scale there for the project. Okay, so if we have, for example, if we really have another 10 years, maybe we can rely more on the technology progress. And otherwise, we may have to suffer a little bit about this. Okay, let's just go one by one on what people are doing now. This is for this pixel vertex detector. So far, as Lucy already gave you, even for ILC design, so far I think on the market we don't have a mature enough technology to say this is already good enough to go ahead, even with ILC detectors. And actually for circular machine, we have to think and the power consumption, and if we really want to air cooling, something this is a click study, give us some kind of idea, for example. At least the power consumption should be below that kind of level. And the readout time, it should be at this range. Okay, this is the already would be very, very challenging. And so far, actually, for I think we should have more close contact with each other. At least here, We know you, I think each of these goals may be easily reached, but at least so far we haven't got that yet. Even the spacing resolution, and our first R&D study really focused on first at least to make the spacing resolution good enough, and make the material thin enough, so, and eventually we don't know if the power consumption readout time is good enough or not, and so this is one of the things we are doing now. For example, this is one of the technologies so far we think we could use. Actually, this is one of the R&D projects that mainly dominated by IHEC and people in China, and try to at least do something. To be honest, I think in China, at least the silicon detector is really the most weakest part. And we had a lot of problems, and we have, you know, it's some kind of technology is not even allowed to go to China. So this is somehow we had, I think that's one of the things we, if we're really serious about CTC detector, that's one clear need international collaboration. Okay, another thing is about the tracking. Okay, this is one of the, okay, let me see, already show that there's a, on the market, there is some kind of, some product I love very much. It's the TTC, and this is much smaller with this full silicon tracker. I think Lucy already showed this silicon part, and that's the, tell you one of the things about the TTC. So far, all the study, at least it seems, even if we really stay on Higgs studies at 240 or 50 GeV, TPC should okay, should be okay so far. And but still, we need to study something because it's almost continuous collision. We won't have a chance to this sort this ion feedback. And now this kind of design, actually, we are trying to see if we can find, for example, some kind of hybrid technology without GM macro mega put together. At least the simulation show we can suppress the RFID device by some kind of factors. And this is still on the study, if this is really work or not. If it doesn't work, maybe we have to go back to the full silicon part. Okay, this is some kind of details about how we deal with this together, and we also make some modules there. I think we can quickly get some kind of result for a year or two and see if we can really continue to do things on TPC. Okay, and eventually about this current, I'm not going to repeat all the studies. So far, actually, we just think if what kind of thing we could do. We certainly, well, I think it's one of the things if we stay with the Higgs study, we certainly can do is really big, largest scale and lose some kind of energy resolution. And unfortunately, we still can see the difference. And lose some kind of energy resolution, we do see some performance downgrade. And people, we are not so happy with that. Because it's counting for this very expensive machine there, and you know, have a really perfect detector is really still should be the goal. And another thing is really doing this active cooling. This cooling basin is actually we somehow we could. Okay, I think we can put here. Okay, now we have people just really participating in this CMS business there. They were trying some kind of CO2 cooling or something. And this, we really hope this stuff could work. But anyway, even if it's successfully done, And if we count about the power we have there, we have 10 to 8 channels. Okay, this is, I don't know, if you count how much the flow of CO2 that you need, it's enormous. This still would be a very difficult situation. And somehow maybe we still have to think about how to deal with this business there. Okay, this is some kind of e-car. I think this is not as much with the Lucid's side. And this has a situation. Okay, this is honestly with glass RPC. We also think about if we put some GM or other possibilities. But anyway, this is still need a lot of channels. Okay, we get involved in some kind of studies here with the colleagues, people, and try to find which technology is used for us. Okay, that's some kind of detector. If we, the life could be a reasonable easier if we stay with the Higgs studies there. And then comes something we read. Okay, we only have some kind of questions not answered at this moment. This is really, for example, special concept for the Z-Zero. Okay, this is for CPC, this is already a problem. 10-34 CPC may not really work here. And for FCCE, it's definitely no way, okay? This is out of the... Okay, another issue is, as I already mentioned 2 days ago, we will have, for example, 10 to 12 BB bar event. Okay, I'm also in LICB, and this is certainly a good place to do a lot of very good flavor physics. However, if you really want that, we really need a particle ID. And it's not a TPC can do that. This is really some kind of IP, for example, separation up to maybe 20 GeV or something. I think it's, from my personal knowledge, it's only with the Chernikov detector subset. But how to put into a Chernikov detector, this is really a problem. This Chernikov detector will be good for that, but it's not, that somehow is a dead material for Higgs study. This is very bad for jet energy resolution, for example. We don't know how to talk this physics goal put together. We need some kind of a smarter idea, and this is really not faster here. Another thing is that young people actually, we don't know. For example, first thing, it might be very dangerous if we eventually have to push in this QD0 and focus inside detector. And this lose some kind of solid angle means large systematics for some reactor weak measurement. That's definitely, we hope we find a way out. Or if we really have to design some kind of idea, or if we really have a four interaction point there, maybe found one detector more specific to Z physics or something like that. It's okay. This general purpose detector so far is not easy to put all these kind of things together. So this is one of the things we suffered a lot because, for example, the last point, we really have not got a good idea of what kind of thing we can do here. Yeah. Exactly. That's a wild thing. Yeah, well, actually, another issue is really find a way really how to rely, for example, this detector. When we make some kind of solid angle cut, like a cosine theta less than 0.95 or something, that means a lot now if you go to that kind of precision. This is really, we go, okay, I think this, okay, the first question here, more or less the answer is no already, and so we can, okay, we have our backup, for example, full silicon here, and this is, at least we know, okay, we need a Chernikov detector if we want to do this kind of physics, so, okay, the question is really how to put it in. And the last part, actually, generally, I have to say, don't have a very clear idea even what kind of detector could really stand for that. Okay, that's the part of the challenge we have to meet. I think this is, for example, if you really want to do flavor physics, like what we do at LSB at this time, for example, up to 20 GeV or something, you have a 3-sigma packet separation. That's the kind of goal you should do. Otherwise, okay, then this is go to PT-bar. Okay, I think it's this for CPC, our more or less the policy would be that we more or less want to wait until the LC could make a decision. If LC going to be used, maybe CPC has no plan to really go to that high energy. And if we don't have, okay, unfortunately have no LC, now we have some kind of idea, for example, maybe one of the things is really we go to TD bar, but with a very limited luminosity. And one of things maybe you can, okay, for example, scan the threshold. Actually, Charlie gave me a talk like this. With, if we have this eternal big enough, and we should have some kind of limit stuff doing this threshold scan. And this is basically the counting experiment. This, the detector is not that challenging. Okay, just count about the PT-bar width. However, if you really want to have a reasonable amount of luminosity, do some detailed top quark physics there, so you easily have to deal with something like 6 GeV or this kind of thing. If we go back to maybe need a very good detector. Okay, this high granularity business may come back again. Whenever we are doing some kind of simulation, try to understand what kind of thing we need to deal with. How good? What's that? Not very clear yet. I would say this is just say if you want to go detail and try to see what kind of top part decay and measure all these kind of couplings. Sometimes you have to identify 6 GeV with other background for them. This I'm not sure how they really yeah, this kind of yeah, you get I'm not sure we really need to really go back as good as ILC detector or not. Maybe not now. Yeah. No. Actually, this is, I mean, higher granularity is really that this is, I will say this for Higgs study, we'll be forced to use a lower granularity situation and with a larger size or some kind of to match this cooling limits. However, if we go back to TT bar, maybe we need a detector as good as ILC design. So far, CEPC detector could be somehow use a larger size or something if we were to do a big study. But no. ILC type, yeah. And we may use for Higgs studies, if we really focus on Higgs study only, we more or less this we can use a less performant detector than ILC. Because if we go not go to that high energy. Okay. But this is could end up with the answer very quick, I guess. So this is just the reason that we think. What in case if we do, we really, so unfortunately they do not have an LC, and maybe CPC should at least run some kind of limit program to get the top notch program. Yeah, that's the one of the options we're talking about. Okay, I think this is more or less, I think I have more questions than really progress. And, okay, I think this desired detector circuit benefited okay a lot from previous studies, and the first look actually that's talking about we see this is a feasible and this is now showstoppers, we should be able to do something here and do our physics. But so far, all this FCCE or CEPC. The detector is not optimal, whatever you think is the optimal means. Okay, we need some kind of very careful design due to the shorter health study, the 2 meters is not that long. This will be a challenge part. I think the power consumption cooling is really a challenge thing to deal with this fine granularity stuff. Okay, if you focus on detector only doing Higgs studies at 240, 250, okay, then this somehow this is the most confident part maybe. We say we can could be ILD like or SID like some kind of detector there. We could use some kind of larger cell size, or even put some active cooling or both, and make this not so. Perform the detector, but this have to somehow in some sense degrade the performance of jet energy resolution, for example. This is the one of things maybe we have to solve if we work with that paper. Okay, we need much more studies to copy the feature at the ZIPO, TT, especially ZIPO. TT bar, okay, this is, I think we could have an answer very soon, but ZIPO is really some kind of thing, very new, I would say. That's and okay, student, we need at least two detector concepts. So we have kind of flexibility, use a different kind of detector, optimize maybe on a different physics goals. And we could have ILD like, SID like. Actually, personally, I think it's also very good. Ideas in this so-called fourth concept. That time we didn't catch up and didn't get a chance to be included in ILC stuff. For example, this is one of the cloud John gave me, and this is so-called dual read of interest here. This is called the dream, some kind of detector. Actually, at least this is it's a cool calorimeter. This is a fibrous, and it's really not that much channel. and this at least for all the parameter they gave, he gave me, this looks like it's at least it could be one of the choices. The idea, the problem is really how to put all these kinds into a simulation and see if this work. So far, I didn't see anything wrong there. It's just, you know, we don't have a desire yet with this kind of technology. Okay, that's the last sentence I will say this, really. We have to be ready in 5 years or 10 years, it's very different. If all in 20 years, that things could be different. Given the technology developed so fast, if we really can wait 20 years, I think we will have much, much more good technology show up. However, if for CEPC, we really want to stay with this very ambitious goal, we more or less have to be ready in at least in 10 years. Then this quite pushing in some sense. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Thank you very much.